as God always seems to have it done, this passage makes perfect sense for today because today begins a series of 3 days called All Hallows Tide. It's a very important 3 days in the church, one of the highest. As I mentioned, tomorrow, All Saints Day, is a holy day of obligation. Now, what did we just read in the scriptures about doing something for somebody else? Our founder, St. Stanislaus Papchinsky, said there's no single great act of mercy that you could ever do than to pray for the holy souls in purgatory because they can't pray for themselves. That's why it's important for us to pray for them. And this next 3 days, starting tonight with the vigil, so you have tonight, today, and you have tomorrow, All Saints Day, and then November 2nd, All Souls Day. All right, that begins what we call All Hallows Tide. Now, let's talk about this because tomorrow being All Saints Day, that makes tonight the vigil. And whenever we have a major Catholic feast, we always celebrate the vigil. So if the feast tomorrow, All Saints Day, is so big, it's a holy day of obligation, a solemnity. It's one of the biggest we have in the church. Why would we not celebrate the vigil? We do. We're supposed to. Here's the problem. How do you celebrate it? The question becomes, do you celebrate Halloween? You have to ask yourself, well, what do you mean? If you're talking about getting into the occult, if you're talking about giving glory to evil and honoring it and turning to its power and doing Ouija boards, of course we don't celebrate that. But if you're talking about celebrating the vigil of the most important solemnity of a holy day of obligation by honoring the saints that are in heaven, then yes, we do celebrate it. Either way, it's called Halloween because hollow means holy, and in some sense, it means saint. So All Hallows Eve means saints, the eve of All Saints Day. And E-E-N, W or E-E-N is just E apostrophe E-N for evening. So All Hallows Evening. And so All Hallows Eve. So Halloween means hallowed evening or holy evening. So if you want to celebrate it as a holy evening, as we are supposed to in the church, then yes, we do celebrate it. But if you're going to set things on fire, if you're going to have black magic, if you're going to appeal to the witches and do witch and activities, then no, of course we don't celebrate that. So anyway, All Saints, November 1st, as I said, is important. It started all the way back in the 700s. And as I mentioned, it begins at 3 days of All Hallowtide, the time in the liturgical year remembering the dead. That is an important Christian Catholic tradition. It is not pagan. The pagans have hijacked it, just like the rainbow. The rainbow has been hijacked. The rainbow is a covenantal sign of God that goes all the way back to Noah. So it's not a pagan event, but a Christian celebration that's 1,300 years old. Okay, so my point is, don't let it be hijacked. Instead of turning off your lights and closing your doors and locking them and shutting your lights off on the porch, which is what most non-Catholic Christians tell us to do, turn on your lights. What better chance for you to have to evangelize to a bunch of little children? So when they come to your door, maybe, especially if they're dressed in something good, you have three types of dressings tonight. You have the good, like a saint. You have the indifferent, like a policeman or a fireman. I guess you could say those are good, definitely good. And then you have kind of the devils and the witches. Now, what the exorcist in Rome, Father Davy, said was, don't shut off your light. Keep your light on, answer the door. And if they're dressed as a saint, praise that. And if they're dressed as a ghoul or a goblin or a devil or a witch, kindly say to them, you know, you look like a nice, you look like a nice child, a nice boy, a nice girl. I bet you, you're not doing the work of the devil, are you? You're doing good stuff and help do a little bit of evangelization. I thought that was a great idea. So yes, some true, it is true, some traditions originated from these Celtic harvest festivals with pagan roots. We know this, like bonfires or carving turnips. Okay, nobody's not going to deny that. But that isn't what the meaning of the vigil of All Saints Day means. The vigil means we celebrate the saints in heaven, not carving a turnip. You know, it's like the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree, yeah, that goes back to German traditions with pagan roots. But what does it represent? It represents Christ. It's something deeper. All right. Now, this whole thing came from something called Samhain. It's a kind of the summer ending celebration, the end of harvest. And it seemed that that was a fitting time to celebrate the dead because things die at the end of the summer. We're approaching winter. It made perfect sense. But Halloween began independent, completely separate as a Christian holiday. Had nothing to do with the pagans. You know why it was picked for November 1st? Because that's the day the church was dedicated in Rome that was dedicated to the dead. That was the day it was dedicated. Had nothing to do with some pagan holiday. There's no evidence that Gregory III or Gregory IV were even aware of that Celtic harvest festival called Samhain. Not at all. Not at all. It was made November 1st because that's the day the church was dedicated. So what about the occult, though? There's nights, things tonight with ghosts and demons. These are rooted, though, in Catholic belief. We can't deny that. Christians believed at certain times of the year, Christmas as well, that the veil separating heaven, earth, and purgatory was lifted, even hell. And it becomes very thin, and the holy souls, as well as demons, could be seen. It was just a lifting of the veil of the afterlife. There's nothing anti-Catholic about that. Nothing. You know, trick-or-treat, that came from a Christian tradition. It was called souling. That was where they would share these soul cakes. The little kids would go to the door, and they would promise to pray for the dead of that house, their relatives, if they gave them these cakes in return, the soul cakes. So children would go on All Hallowtide collecting these cakes and in return to pray for the dead. This is totally Catholic. This was especially for the friends and relatives of those who lived in the house. Now, that's not evil. Even jack-o'-lanterns. Jack-o'-lanterns, you know what that means? Jack was the name given to a common guy holding a lantern. It's from England, and it represented the souls of the dead. Now, the carving, why do we carve scary faces? You ever see on the churches in Europe, they have gargoyles carved on the churches, and non-Catholics will say, look at that Catholic church. It's pagan. It's calling on evil spirits. And you'll have gargoyles carved all around the edges of the upper church. You know what that's for? It is said that the evil spirits are afraid of their own reflections. They get scared when they see another evil spirit. So they would carve gargoyles to put them on the outer edge of the church to scare away the demons, not to invite them in. So a jack-o'-lantern was carved with a scary face to scare away the demons, not to invite them in. All right. On Halloween in medieval Europe, fires were lit to deflect the evil demons from haunting Christians. In France, listen to this. Once a year on Halloween, the dead of the churchyards, they believed, rose for one wild carnival. They called it carnival. You know where that's going. So people dressed up as corpses, which was the original costume parties. So they celebrated the dead. So on pagan practice of dressing in disguise was so that the evil spirits wouldn't recognize the people and torment them. So if a demon is coming after Father Chris, I'm going to dress up as somebody else so they don't recognize me. Again, this is all Christian. Now, we're not saying to dress up as a witch to honor witches and to glorify witches and become a witch. That's not what we're talking about. That we don't do. But we do honor the Night of the Saints. Okay, I want to finish by saying Father Gabriel Amorth was an exorcist in Rome, and everybody wrote me letters because I said that, you know, he said no harm would come if we keep things in perspective. Okay. But then people sent me this video he did where he said, don't celebrate Halloween. Yes, if you watch the kind of Halloween he's talking about, glorifying evil, trusting that it has power, turning to that power, invoking it to place curses, turning to evil instead of God, then of course you don't celebrate that. That's what he was talking about. You know, why did it become then, for many non-Catholics, an evil day? You know why? Anti-Catholicism. You want to know the real true story of Halloween? In post-Reformation England, All Saints Day was suppressed. They didn't believe in it, so they suppressed All Saints Day. Well, what happens if you suppress All Saints Day? You got to suppress its vigil. So they suppressed Halloween as well. They claimed that the Catholic doctrine of purgatory was Babylonian worship of the dead. Come on. Praying for our dead is in Scripture. It's not Babylonian worship of the dead. So All Hallows Eve was condemned because of purgatory. So the ghosts were thought to be evil spirits. Now, notice ghosts can be holy souls asking for prayer, and they could be demons. Okay? The thing is, it was banned because it had to do with Catholic teaching of purgatory. That's why it was banned. All right, so Puritans outlawed the celebration of not only Halloween, but of Christmas. Does anybody think that's a good idea to outlaw Christmas? Because it was Catholic. That's why it was banned. Colonists in Maryland, though, recognized All Hallows Eve was important, and they added it to their churches. The first colonists in the United States, in Maryland, the Catholics, brought it back onto their church calendar. And finally, they received this kind of the similar with the German Catholics with Christmas. We wouldn't have Christmas if it wasn't for the German Catholics, and Halloween was brought to us by the Irish Catholics. There was no celebration of Halloween. The Irish Catholics brought it here. It was brought by the Catholics not to worship evil, not to glorify evil, but to celebrate the vigil of All Saints Day. So Satanists and Wiccans, they hijacked it. They created this mythology that Halloween was their festival. Hogwash. No, it's not. And so a lot of it came in the 1980s. This really anti-Catholic fundamentalist named Jack Chick, he led the charge. He said that Halloween was Satan's birthday. No, it doesn't work that way. Satan isn't human. He's a spirit. So this isn't his birthday. They said that there was razor blades and candy, and all this was actually blown out of proportion. Poison candy. You know, virtually almost every one of the candy poisonings that they discovered in the 80s on Halloween was from the parents of their own children. Isn't that crazy? It wasn't strangers going to the doors. It was their own parents. And there was very few. There was only like two. By the 1990s, Catholics, not knowing the true story of Halloween, questioned Halloween. They said, it's evil. We can't celebrate it. Well, yeah, it's evil if you celebrate it the wrong way. Okay? So if you worry, a popular Catholic alternative, we said before, is an All Saints party. Have the kids dress up as saints. But really, that's just an attempt to Christianize an already Christian holiday. We have to know how we celebrate it. You know, if we keep things in perspective, we'll be okay. The demonic do not have the power that God does. So just don't glory or glorify a witch or a demon. But you know, if you happen to have a child that does dress up, let's say, as a ghost, don't freak out. Okay, here's why. Just because you dress up of it does not mean you glorify it or you absorb it as your own persona. How many churches have plays over the Passion? How many? Many Catholic churches. Doesn't somebody play Judas? Doesn't somebody dress up as Judas? Now, is that glorifying Judas? No. But somebody has to dress up as Judas. Somebody has to play the part of Judas. Okay. Does that mean they're glorifying Judas? Does that mean that they become Judas? Does that mean they want to be like Judas? No. So don't freak out necessarily because a child might dress up as a ghost. It's not glorifying it, hopefully not. Now, if they are, then that's wrong. But here's the important part that the Exorcist tells us. It's like the Catholic Church celebration of Halloween is not the same as the American celebration of Halloween. The American celebration of Halloween has turned into evil, glorifying evil, worshiping evil, or turning to its power. Nowhere else in the world but in America do we really focus on witches and demons and stuff like we do on Halloween. That's not where it's really celebrated the rest of the world. In the rest of the world, it's not celebrated that way. So when somebody asks you, should you celebrate Halloween, you need to say, do you mean in the way the church intends or the way that it's come to be celebrated in America? Because if you mean the way the church intends, celebrating the vigil of a solemnity, absolutely we celebrate it. And my kids can dress up as saints or policemen or firemen or even a ghost if they're not trying to turn to the power of a ghost or necromancy. Or do you mean to celebrate Halloween as they do in America? No, I don't do that. I'm not going to get into animal sacrifice. That's horrid. I'm not going to get into placing curses. That's terrible. And I'm certainly not going to get into the occult, like Ouija boards on this night, or fortune telling or seances. If you think that's what tonight is about, that's not what the church means by Halloween. All Hallows' Eve means holy evening. Occult practices are not holy. Turning to seances is not holy. Calling up necromancy and spirits of the dead to control them for your advantage is not holy. Placing curses is not holy. And certainly animal sacrifices is not holy. That's not the church understanding of Halloween. So if you mean Halloween in the sense that it's come to be by the secular world, nope, don't celebrate it. But if you mean giving honor to God through his saints, yes, celebrate it. So hopefully that clarifies at least a little bit. But most of all, be safe. Please be safe this evening and turn to the real reason for the season, as we say at Christmas. The real reason for this season is to honor and pray for our dead and the saints to intercede and for us to remember the faithful departed.
Hello, I'm Father Thaddeus Langton of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception, and I'm excited to let you know about my new podcast with Father Timothy Childers called Keeping It Marian. To access the podcast, simply visit divinemercyplus.org or search Keeping It Marian on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or on whatever podcast platform you prefer. I want to share with you the riches of the charism of the Marian Fathers, which is the mystery of the Immaculate Conception, how it touches our lives as consecrated priests and religious, and how this mystery can bear fruit in your life, especially by keeping the Word of God and pondering it in our hearts in imitation of our Blessed Mother. I hope you'll join us. Again, it's called Keeping It Marian. Thank you, and God bless you.
Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.